Since the merger of Chrysler and Daimler-Benz, the company's profits have taken a dive. The automaker has seen the value of its stock cut in half, and today Daimler-Chrysler is worth less than Daimler-Benz was worth alone before the merger. Making matters worse, the company expects to post further losses next year, prompting many German critics to wonder why the merger took place in the first place. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Stuttgart.
Gottlieb Daimler had a saying for his company: the best or nothing at all. And from the wood-paneled boardroom to the giant production plant, the car with the star is undeniably the best.
If you have a clean production, you have to get a clean car and a good quality.
Ralf Schneider oversees production of the new Mercedes C-Class. One might expect to find oil-slicked floors and greasy-handed mechanics here. Instead, the place where the C-Class is made is clean enough to make a pharmacist feel inadequate.
If the place is dirty and the parts lying around the floor, we have no chance to build good quality. So that's a precondition to build good cars.
Each car is outfitted according to precise customer specifications. Last year, out of the 500,000 Mercedes produced here, only 3 were identical. Customers come from all over the world to see their cars roll off the production line. Grown men, and visitors here are mostly men, come to watch the birthing of their new Mercedes. Many puff furiously on cigarettes, looking on proudly at a sight that resembles something like a glass and steel baby ward for luxury cars. From this vantage point, things don't look too bad at Daimler Chrysler. A closer look tells a different story.
I seriously think that the Daimler-Benz on its own would be worth some 20-30% more than Daimler Chrysler today.
Jürgen Pieper tracks the auto industry for the Frankfurt-based Metzler Bank.
It was some kind of merger of equals, but with one partner being slightly stronger than the other one, I would say. It was on one hand, it was not a real steep hierarchy where it's very clear who's the number one. On the other hand, it was not really equal.
When Daimler chairman Jürgen Schremp came to Auburn Hills, Michigan in 1998 to clink champagne glasses with his counterparts at Chrysler, he did call it a merger of equals. Daimler Chrysler would have 2 headquarters, one in Michigan, one in Germany, and the managing board, made up of Germans and Americans, quickly adopted English as the company's lingua franca. For 2 years, things looked pretty good. Daimler Chrysler posted record profits in 1999, and Americans ran their operation with little oversight from Stuttgart. But according to Eckhard Wenger, an economist at the University of Würzburg and a vocal Daimler critic, Chrysler got lazy.
Chrysler had some products which were very innovative, but could copy it rather easily. The minivan, for example, was an interesting product, but it was by no means secured against competition from other big car producers in the United States. And that was exactly what happened.
And, says analyst Jürgen Pieper, all under the noses of German executives.
From Germany, you have the feeling that Daimler left Chrysler more or less on its own for about 2 years. The Chrysler people had the independence, more or less, and they failed.
This past fall, the reality of that failure became clear. Chrysler posted a $500 million loss in the third quarter, so Daimler-Chrysler chairman Jürgen Schremp fired Chrysler's American chief, Jim Holden, and replaced him with his close colleague from Stuttgart, Dieter Zetsche. Morale at Chrysler plummeted, says Daron Levine, a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.
2 years ago, there was an understanding that this was really a merging of two cultures, or a thought that this was going to be a merging of two cultures, not that it was going to be a straight acquisition by a German company, which is the way it's turned out.
And the Daimler-Chrysler chairman infuriated Chrysler employees even more by admitting that the 1998 merger was actually a takeover. This led the largest U.S. shareholder, Kirk Kerkorian, to file a $9 billion lawsuit against Schremp after a group of German shareholders, led by economist Eckhard Wenger, filed another suit seeking Schremp's ouster.
I thought that this statement alone is enough reason to fire him, because it's very idiotic to tell people that you have cheated them.
Schremp declined NPR's request for an interview, and no Daimler-Chrysler representatives agreed to go on tape. But a senior spokesman insisted that Chrysler's managers alone are responsible for the troubles there. The spokesman also said that no German executives would have been sent to Chrysler had Chrysler's executive board managed the company properly. In a letter to Chrysler engineers last month, the new chief executive, Dieter Zetsche, pledged to restore the company's strength, spirit, and dynamism. Next month, Zetsche is expected to announce factory shutdowns in Michigan. Guy Raz, NPR News, Stuttgart.